so much for your time, Andrew.
Yeah, good.
So tell us the main objectives of this survey and what is this survey all about?
All right, so the Scanlon Foundation has been conducting national surveys since 2007. So we've had, like, in that time, 8 national surveys and a number of locality-based surveys. But one thing that we haven't really been able to do until this time is to survey attitudes within specific communities, specific ethnic groups or religious groups. So the objective of the current survey, which is open till the end of February, is to get sufficient numbers of respondents in specific groups to be able to understand, you know, their experience of Australia.
Okay. So why do you think that is this the correct time to get these type of attitudes from these migrant communities? So is there any particular reason?
Probably no particular reason at the present time, because I think this has been like an ongoing issue for a number of years. It's to spread the scope of understanding, so it goes beyond the general to the experiences of particular groups. For example, when we ask people about experience of discrimination, what we get is an overview, and we can generalise, for example, at the level of people of non-English speaking background, but we can't actually talk about specific groups, such as people from a specific country or a particular faith group. That's been an issue for a number of years, and the reason for doing it now is that the opportunity has arisen. You know, funding has been made available to allow us to do that.
So what are the information that you're planning to gather? You said that you want some attitudes. So what type of questions that you're going to ask these people?
Yeah, so we ask people about what do they most like about Australia and what do they least like about Australia. We ask questions about people's sense of belonging, the way that people maintain contact with their former home countries, that question on discrimination, which I mentioned. We also have a question on whether their experience of life in Australia has lived up to their expectations. And given that we're aiming to reach a very broad cross-section of communities, we will be able to answer those questions not only by a national group, but also by, I say, visa category and also by faith groups. And already we've got quite significant numbers of respondents with many of these groups, but there's still a big challenge with some others. For example, Muslim respondents from Sydney, and we'd really like to get more respondents from that area so we can discuss those attitudes. Also asylum seekers, we're working very hard to increase the number of respondents who have come to this country as asylum seekers.
Okay, that's good. So how do you think that these migrant communities will benefit from this kind of a survey and after you analyse and you present this report? So how can they actually benefit from it?
Well, I think that the benefit is that we move beyond stereotypes. Instead of generalising, we start to humanise the immigrant experience and start to understand the range of respondents. And I should say that in addition to the online survey, we've also conducted a large number of focus groups. So that again is an opportunity to get people's voices. So both at the aggregate level for specific groups with our online survey, but then also through the focus groups to be able to listen to people and tell us what their experiences are. And I really emphasise that this is the objective. It's to give voice to these communities and enable us to go beyond stereotypes and generalisations.
Yeah, okay. So when are you planning to like analyse this data and present the report, and then are you going to present it to someone, or like how will the policymakers we'll get hands of this one, yeah.
So with regard to the focus groups, I've already started the analysis, so I'm doing that analysis now. With regard to the online survey, that's still open till the end of February, so analysis of that will begin in March. And then the objective is to get the findings out quite quickly. Often surveys, you know, will take 1 year or 18 months, even sometimes 2 years before the results are published. Now, we're committed to publishing the results, certainly the first run of the results, by the end of May of this year. And then with regard to the question of, you know, how do people get access to this and will government have access? I think the point is that through the long track record of Scanlon Foundation surveying, there's very strong lines of communication with government. Most of the funding comes from the Scanlon Foundation, but also there's some government top-up to that funding. So government, in a way, is committed to looking at these findings and analysing findings. Government is not at all involved in actual analysis of the data, which is being done here at Monash University, but they're committed to actually using this data.
Okay, so hopefully it will become of good use. And the survey is actually in other languages as well, isn't it?
Yes, the survey is available in 20 languages, which again is like a first in Australia. And we're finding that already some 1,500 people have completed the survey in a language other than English.
Okay. So finally, tell us, how can our listeners enter this survey? It's open until 29th February?
That's correct. We've got a website which has all of our past results of all of our surveying, and it's called Mapping Australia's Population. That's quite simple, Mapping Australia's Population, and it's a Monash University website. And quite prominently on that site, there's a reference to the Australia at 2:15 survey. So people can just then click on to that and then access it in the various languages.
Okay, so can anyone join, like if they're from a migrant background, or do they have to be born here?
No, anybody who's resident in Australia can do it.
Oh, okay, that's good. All right.
And that's quite important also, because it enables us to get, you know, comparative data. Where this becomes interesting is if you compare, for example, someone who's third generation Australian to someone who's first generation, has come as an immigrant, and different age groups, different faith groups and so on. So it's that comparative dimension, which is very important. And that's why anyone can do the survey.